Today's featured guest, Bill Murphy from Gata.org. Well, Bill Murphy runs the Gold Antitrust Action Committee Gata with Chris Powell, exposing the gold market manipulation story. Welcome back.
Great to be here, Chris. Thank you.
I'd like your thoughts on this Deutsche Bank story. Of course, we've heard about the silver market rigging and other rigging. It started about 8 months ago, and now not only are they implicated in the manipulation of the gold and silver markets rigging, but offering up their colleagues. Apparently, there are several large banks that were involved in the rigging scheme. That's really no surprise, I'm sure, to diehard Gata readers. I'd like to hear your thoughts on the subject.
It's only taken 19 years. It's, this is where Gata started out. We said was going on 19 years ago. It's just the tip of the iceberg. That's the real thing, Chris, that it's involved not only these bullion banks, but, you know, the Fed, the Treasury, you know, the BIS and other people. But if I may, this is exactly what Andrew McGuire was going to testify in front of the CFTC. He sent all this information regarding J.P. Morgan in the same area what they were doing. Back in the beginning of 2010, he was going to testify. And when they wouldn't let him testify, he got a hold of Adrian Douglas and myself, because I was testifying in front of the CFTC. And in the question and answer period, we were able to get this in which he said how the J.P. Morgan traders and other traders were communicating and what they were doing in the silver market. And this was, you know, how many years ago? More than half a decade. It's all been fact. It's all been there. It's all being done. You can see it every day in the market action, or every day, but so often. And it's about time this kind of stuff gets exposed, because It's just killing the gold and silver markets, what these people do.
Exactly. And, you know, I find it interesting that people forget, you know, just the term the gold and silver price fix. Behind the scenes, behind closed doors, at certain specific times during the day and the week, they have been involved in rigging or fixing, if you will, the price for, if not decades, maybe even longer. There was an interesting story that broke that claims that due to self-driving trucking and cars and Uber cars and so many others, that in less than 6 years, 5 to 6 years, millions of delivery jobs will be lost due to this automation. And we thought it was going to be 10, 15, 20 years down the road. There is a huge push to accelerate it. And I know it sounds a bit fantastic to some of our more senior listeners, but if it does, you may have read that Amazon.com just opened up their first fully automated store without a single person checking people out or greeting them or anything. You swipe your Amazon card, you walk in, you grab your item. You don't even check out. It scans you on the way out the door and charges your card automatically. It checks to see if you have the funds available before you even buy anything or leave the store. If you put an item back, it pulls that off of your card automatically. So we're looking at one of the biggest changes, I think, a sea change in unemployment in the next 5, 6, maybe 7 years.
Well, you know, I've seen that, Chris, and it's a brave new world. And it's pretty scary for a lot of little people that are out there, you know, working hard and trying to earn a living. And I'm not sure about the ramifications, but if President-elect Trump is going to try to go all out to help a lot of these people are being displaced, he's got a big problem with that one.
Now, you just brought up another great topic. I just read this morning that he has brought potentially 50,000, created 50,000 new jobs through negotiating with the CEO of SoftBank. And they have agreed to invest, according to this article, roughly, I want to say, $20 billion in the United States, which theoretically, as I said, creates 50,000 jobs. And I'm sure you've been reading about how he plans to tax companies that try to move jobs offshore. This is just such, I think, a reversal of NAFTA, which gutted the United States. And it's so eerie. Ross Perot, another billionaire about two decades ago, you know, love him or hate him, he said, "Do you hear that giant sucking sound? That's what NAFTA is going to do to your jobs." And fast forward two decades, 15 years later, we've lost 5 to 6 million high-paying jobs and about 5 to 10,000 factories in the United States. Any thoughts?
Yeah, I'd like if you or somebody else didn't reconcile how we're supposedly at full employment, 4.6%. Some of this doesn't jive at all, and that's what many in our camp are complaining about, that the numbers aren't reflective of really what's going on. And it's the little people all over the country that, ironically enough, elected billionaire Trump, because they're so unhappy with their own Democratic Party and the Republicans, and it's going to be an interesting time, that's for sure.
It is interesting, and I think you made a great point. The numbers, they're skewed. We've recently had, of course, I know you know John Williams well from Shadow Stats, and he's been such a big friend to the show, like yourself, and he's just made it clear, as have many others, by the way, that there's really closer to 100 million able-bodied, working-aged individuals, adults, in the United States who either can't find work, have given up looking for work, are disgruntled, or have simply tossed up their hands in disgust, or are underemployed. When you add all of it together, roughly one-third of the United States. But what I was alluding to is that I feel that this automation with the trucking and the Amazon and the rest, I mean, we're talking about millions of retail jobs are now at threat. And I know people thinking, oh, this is grandiose. It'll never happen. Folks, it's just like an ATM machine. People never thought that would catch on. And before you know it, there's one on every corner. Well, soon retail is going that way because they can't afford people. People are too expensive. We get sick, you know, all the normal things for normal people. Well, where I think this might be headed, and I wanted your 2 cents on it, what happens when, you know, unemployment gets to such a stage that they start talking about, as they're doing now, I think, between the lines, the elite, the powers that be, are talking about universal income, guaranteed income. And leading up to here is that with all this automation and artificial intelligence and robotics, as you pointed out, the little person, the everyday person, the homme moyen, the person on the street, all of us really are facing, you know, this dislocation in employment, that they're going to step in, we're reading, and offer this maybe $1,000 a month, maybe $2,000 a month, depending on your family's situation. That would seem to be the perfect recipe for runaway prices and hyperinflation. Any thoughts?
Well, it's a good point. And I think this has better be mentioned before what they did after the election. They were petrified of a Trump winning, and the markets did exactly the opposite. They've gone, the Dow's gone straight up ever since, all time highs everywhere. Gold gets killed because they wanted to change perceptions. Price action makes market commentary. And they're scared to death of what could be really going on. So they want people thinking in a different way. And I think, yes, the one way out of present issues that you're discussing is to get inflation into the system. So they wanted to get gold and silver down first so the gold cartel could cover, which they've done. The open interest have collapsed. And now we're set up, I think, for, you know, the markets to take off. But, yeah, I think that's what's coming, and that's the way that's their only out is to inflate. And it's ironic. They're all talking about the reflation trade on CNBC and shows like that. What, are you kidding me? I mean, the gold and silver should be the big beneficiaries. But as we in the Gata camp have learned, you know, good news for gold is bad news. What you want is no news. And it happens every single time. However, I think we're bottoming out here. We're washing out, and we should take off very soon to the upside.
Yeah, I agree with you. And our mutual friend John Embry at Sprott Asset Management, of course, also agrees with you. He sees this as an incredible valuation. I think we're also approaching very enticing valuation levels for precious metals, you know, relative to paper assets. Debt instruments are wildly oversold, and I think equities are extremely overbought. It's just a few little indexes that appear to be holding up the entire edifice. Really common to have that end of the year equities rally, and as the holidays approach and everyone's in a festive mood and retail sales are in, when that rolls over in the new year, the hangover emerges. I suspect that you will see a rush into gold and silver in 2017. It looks like it's shaping up. We almost always get an end of year rally in the precious metals right around the last week or so into the new year.
Chris, we often do. Of course, last year we closed right in the tank. So, but I couldn't agree more that 2017 is shaping up as something big. And for me to be correct, it's got to be much more volatile on the upside than we saw this year. And I think you're going to see a silver market trade like copper just did. And it's going to, once it breaks 21, it ought to just explode.
And of course, we have the CRB index behind that, solidly behind the underpinning the West Texas Intermediate crude, black gold, as well as copper. While the precious metals have been correcting, the CRB has remained relatively strong, even in face of the stronger greenback. So I think that you're right. I mean, it looks like the rocket pad, if you will, is being set for a really good 2017.
Yeah, for many of us, it's darkest before the dawn, and I think for a lot of investors, it's especially frustrating because of what the stock market's doing, and it's just human nature to watch what they're doing going straight up and to have our sector be under siege. And I think that will change dramatically, and we just got to get through this period. And again, I think the markets are washed out, and this is a time to be involved because I'm prejudiced, but, you know, being bullish, but I know how artificially low these prices are because of what the gold cartel has done, and that has to be rectified, and 2017 ought to be the year that it happens.
Bill Murphy, please tell people more about La Metropole Cafe and Gata, if you'd like.
Well, I've said I've been doing it 19 years. They can, people who are interested can sign up for a two-week free trial at metropolecafe.com, and my colleague Chris Powell does a great job with his stuff, and they can sign up to get on his list at www.gata.org. And thanks for having me.
The gold and silver mining sector is red hot. Every investment portfolio needs precious metal shares. GoldSeek.com's top stock analysts have done it again, identifying the next solid gold nugget opportunity. Brazil Resources, based in the eighth largest economy with a mining-friendly reputation, almost 10 million ounces of gold reserves. Industry insiders are accumulating shares of Brazil Resources. The notable management team includes Chairman Amir Adnani, a rising star in the mining industry with a reputation for moving projects rapidly into production. Fortune magazine lists Chairman Adnani in the prestigious list of 40 under 40 ones to watch. Plus, shareholders benefit from the insights and backing of enigmatic Brazilian billionaire Mario Garneiro, CEO of Brazil Invest Group, the nation's foremost merchant and investment bank, and founding director. Their São Jorge project is 100% owned with paved highway access, a nearby workforce, and a hydroelectric power source near the major gold deposits. Their next top project includes three deposits identified by major gold producers, plus their Ria project, which is a joint venture with Areva, benefits from a $10 million treasure map in the hottest address for uranium production in Canada. But the story gets even more exciting with their Whistler project, offering geographic diversification in South Central Alaska. To find out more about this unique opportunity, please direct your web browsers to BrazilResources.com. At Yahoo Finance, ticker symbol BRI.V. Remember to ride the exciting gold stock run of 2016 and beyond. Your portfolio will thank you for adding shares of Brazil Resources.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.